What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan. Okay.
Would you ever call it anything else besides frying pan?
Well, you could call it a skillet.
And it'd be the same thing?
Mm-hmm. And I have some good old black iron ones that we fry chicken in right now.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that you turn the water, the place where you turn the water on and off?
I call it a faucet.
And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?
Call that a faucet too, I think.
And what about the same thing out in the yard that you might attach a hose to?
Well, I say, faucet.
Faucet's fine.
Although.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
You mean paper sack? Generally, I put mine in a box. They generally have to buy so much, they put it in boxes.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
I call them crocker sack. Okay. I don't see those much nowadays.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that high? Hold it up to your mouth. What about a similar instrument that's made out of metal? Shaped like that.
That's a juice harp. They had it on television the other day, a fellow playing that.
Really? I've been asking these questions, and I've never heard one.
You have? No. My husband said he had them when he was a little boy. And when we were watching that the other night, I don't know who that was. I don't think I've ever seen one.
I've seen them, but I saw one in a pawn shop.
Well, I mean, this one was on television. I've seen them on television before. Uh-huh. But he said he had them, said they didn't last long. He said they would break mighty easy. Mm-hmm. As a boy, he's had plenty of them. I don't think he could play them. I think he tried, but it didn't do any good.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end?
Seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
A flying Jenny, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
I think we call it a sharpening rock, but I think it's another name. I think it would be, I can't remember right now.
Well, if you call it a sharpening rock, that's good enough for me.
Well, my husband's got one right there in the basement. I think it's electric.
Now, let's see. Would you draw and describe some different kinds of wood fences?
Well, I can draw. I paint, but I don't draw.
Well, you don't have to be too detailed.
There's an old rail fence, of course. Now, this wouldn't be very descriptive of one, but you know how it would do. I always liked the rail fence. It would have post along this way. Mm-hmm. And, there's a house down here below Washington. A school teacher used to live here. Had a rail fence. Now, when I was a little girl, the modern fence I have one out here is just plain boards across this way.
And do you just call that a board fence?
I just call it a fence. They'd cut the backyard off from the side. That's what I'd call it. Now, when I was a little girl, we had the house I was raised at was, my father built it, and it had a paling fence along, and it was like this. And made all these palings the same size, and I don't know whether he was real fancy about things that put trim, gingerbread trim all on the house. And that don't look so good, but that was the way it was. And they cut so much off each one of these blocks. I reckon they were too tall to begin with. And when I was a little girl, that's what we played with. I did.